Hi, and welcome to the Expansive Podcast. My name is Eric Kruger. If you've been a long-time listener of the show, then you'll notice three very peculiar things about this episode. The first is that I'm without my ever-elegant co-host, Mr. John Sarnay. The second is that this episode is much shorter than the ones that we usually do. And thirdly, that this is an addition to the episode that you can expect that happens every Wednesday at 3 p.m. South African Standard Time, the longer format episode that you've come to expect from The Expansive. And so why is all of this happening? Well, it's happening in the name of experimentation. We've been really thinking about ways to grow the podcast, ways to add more value to the podcast. And one of the things we thought we'd try is to do a solo episode once a week. And so what you can expect from these episodes is that they will be really short and to the point, and that we will be alternating. So 1 week you'll hear from John, 1 week you'll hear from me. And to be honest, what happens is that we create a lot of content in our personal capacities. John is recording videos all the time, he's writing, he's contributing to many different media outlets. I'm doing the same on my side. And so what ends up happening is that the bit of time that we get together on the podcast every single week doesn't really allow for nearly enough time for us to cover all the content that we do end up creating and the things that we do want to speak about. So this is just another sort of additional outlet for that. So we really look forward to your feedback. We'd love to know what you think about this. And without further ado, I think let's get into the episode. And what I actually wanted to speak about today was experimentation and this idea that you need to treat yourself and your business as a lab. I think over the years, we've really heard that experimentation is an important part for how we get to iterate on what we have and how we become more future ready. But I think people often approach experiments in the wrong kind of way. And there's sort of two or three things that I want to just land for you here. The first is that you have to accept experimentation as a way of doing things. Like, it's not just something that you engage with every now and then. It just has to become a part of your DNA and your business's DNA, that you are always looking for ways to improve. And when you then run an experiment, what's important is that you right up front decide, what does success look like and what does failure look like? Because it's very easy to just run experiments spontaneously, but then do you really learn anything from it? The only way we get to learn from it is that we have to know, what does the final condition look like? What are we working towards? And did we reach that, yes or no? And were there perhaps more effective ways or more efficient ways to have reached that same final condition? So that's something that we have to know right up front, is what does success look like and what does failure look like? And a very important reason why I think we need to do that is because experimentation in itself can actually become a distraction. You know, we can become so caught up in this idea of experimenting that actually we're no longer driving the core business that we are in. I remember when I graduated as a physiotherapist in 2007. After that, I decided that I don't want to really be a physio, but I'm running a private practice anyway. But while I'm doing that, I'm also looking for other things to do. And so in the pursuit of finding something new, I'm trying lots of different things. And obviously, that's a good thing to do, like to see what ignites your passion, what are you good at, what really intrigues you. But what I realized after about 2 or 3 years of doing this is that if you try and start multiple things at the same time, if you're running multiple experiments at the same time, oftentimes what happens is that your focus becomes so diluted that none of the experiments are actually given the attention and the energy and the effort that it deserves. And so you get to the end of the experiment, you conclude it as a failure, but actually it wasn't a failure. It was just that you didn't give it enough time and space. That's really all that happened. And so early on, I thought, you know, well, lots of experiments are a good thing. And I still believe that it is a good thing, but it has to be tempered. It has to be contained so that you are still at least making sure that each experiment is given its due. And once I hit sort of my stride and I found Betterman, we started experimenting within Betterman as well. Once I got into coaching and speaking, I've been experimenting to see what kind of content resonates for audiences, what kind of sort of ads perform best when I'm running ads for workshops and things like that. So like, you never stop running ads or you never stop running experiments, but it's all about seeing what performs best in a very controlled environment. And I think that's ultimately what it comes down to, is that you want to be very clear about the experiment that you are running and that you want to make sure that you are giving it the best shot possible. Don't run many experiments, dilute your effort and your attention across all of these, fail at all of them, and then think, oh, well, this, it just didn't work. It's not that it didn't work, it's that you didn't control the variables well enough. So, for example, you know, when you are running a new offer or a new service or a new product into the market, you can't conclude that it's a failure after 5 days of trying to sell it. You need to make sure that you've had enough people see your offer. You need to make sure that you've had enough conversations. You need to make sure that you've had enough people turn you down and that you've gotten feedback from them before you can even start to think about like this being a failure. And that really brings us to the end of this first episode. And I want to say thank you for indulging in our experiments, for being along on the journey with us. We are always looking and trying to find ways to iterate what we do, not only so we can be better at what we do, but also so we can reach a larger audience and add more value to the people that consume our content. So thank you for tuning in, and I really hope that you will reflect this week on which experiments you need to be running. Until next time.